Welcome back to Today in the Sioux. It's Monday, April the 29th, 2024, and a wet and soggy one at that. In fact, Environment Canada tells us that an additional 10 to 30 millimeters of rain is expected throughout the day and into this evening. And north of the city, the warnings are for the possibility of freezing rain. So keep that in mind if you're headed in that direction. At this point, Wednesday, Thursday seem to be pretty much the best 2 days of the week with sun and clouds, slight chance of showers, and highs around 18 degrees. All right, to the headlines we go on this Monday. City Council will be asked tonight to introduce a special tax on vacant houses. If approved, the new tax will be implemented in 2025 for 2024 vacancies. David Helwig breaks it all down in his latest story, including how it would work and how much it could collect. Read that story today. A provincial story with very much a local impact is Education Minister Stephen Lecce announcing over the weekend that Ontario will limit cell phone use in classrooms, restrict all access to all social media networks, and ban vaping on school property starting in September. There's a full breakdown as to how it will work in the story on site, including what the consequences will be if there is a violation. A recent Sioux Today poll, by the way, found an overwhelmingly majority of people, 80% in fact, support a blanket ban on cell phone use in schools. That poll is still open and active, and you can vote right now. A town hall dedicated to keeping the doors open at the YMCA was attended by dozens inside the machine shop over the weekend. Desperate for solutions, members and supporters of the Y gathered to not only explain what the facility has meant to them over the years, but to brainstorm short and long-term ideas that may help save the Y. The Sioux Y Board of Directors, by the way, were invited and declined to participate. However, the Sioux YMCA did send a cryptic email to members on Friday afternoon with the subject line, "To Our Y Family." Check out Alex Flood's story on site and see exactly what that email said. For months now, the city has been working with Tourism Sault Ste. Marie and Destination Northern Ontario on an ambitious plan to transform our waterfront into a world-class place to be. The idea was first announced back in December when local residents were invited to provide ideas on how to reinvigorate the riverfront between the Bonder Marina and the Canadian Bushplain Heritage Center. Found in the online survey in our story, potential options are wide-ranging, and residents have until May 24th to fill out that survey. A public open house is also scheduled for May 1st at the Civic Center from 4:30 until 7 p.m. I'll tell you what you do. Here's what you do. Duplicate what they've done in Halifax with its waterfront. It is spectacular. If you've never seen what it looks like, go online and check it out. That is how you do a waterfront. Sioux and area weather, heavy rain today. In fact, we could see between 10 and 30 millimeters, high of 7 degrees. Cloudy with showers tonight, low down to 5. Cloudy with showers tomorrow, high up to 10. That's all for us today for Today in the Sioux. Download or subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcast. Drop us a comment on site or send us an email at todayinthesioux@sioux.com. Today's show produced by Derek Turner. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your Monday. We'll talk to you tomorrow.